This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Warren on Joy.
We are pleased to welcome into the Joy Studios once again Commander Stuart Bateson from the Victoria Police. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Good morning, guys.
Thank you. You can't hear it, but the studio audience are currently applauding you.
Yeah, we're very happy. Look, Commander Bateson, something that I would like to bring up and I found quite personally upsetting recently was the horrible protest we saw down at St Kilda Beach. Look, there were some extreme acts of racism seem to have happened, what we could see through the news. When does freedom of speech cross over to hate speech?
Well, look, it's a really difficult situation. When we look back at that protest in St Kilda, what we saw from the far-right protesters, if you want to call them protesters, I'd rather call them extremists.
Extremists.
Yeah. Their behaviour was absolutely reprehensible. Mm. There's no place for racism here in Melbourne or in Victoria. And I'm really proud of the fact that Victorians actually speak out about this and protest against it. And we saw that on the weekend that you're talking about down at St Kilda. So we had lots of people come out and stand up against racism, which was great. Difficult situation, of course, for the police because we find ourselves standing in the middle. But we would not tolerate racism in any form. And what we saw on that particular day, especially with some of those people doing Nazi salutes, was just disgraceful.
I was in St Kilda that morning and from quite early time bringing some tourists around, showing them off St Kilda, and usually the tour ends at the beach. And I'm like, we're not going to go to the beach today because it's quite an unpleasant day weather-wise and you can join a protest. And they were like interested to see what were people protesting. And you go, well, the fact that they've come from other parts of the world and these issues are kind of affecting the identity politics here as well. You could see that the police were on the roads, they were on the beach, they're in the sky. When it comes to protests of any nature, is it difficult preparing for the big day?
What we know is that we've got to have large amounts of police there to keep the peace. If we don't have enough police there, we tend to see that the two sides, and I don't like calling it sides because there's no equivalence between the two. We've got far-right extremists on one side and the majority of people on the other side are protesting against racism and fascism, and I think that's a worthy pursuit. But nevertheless, we do need to have big numbers down there to keep the peace. So it's a difficult job for our police, and I'm sure, and speaking to some of them that stand on the line there, there's a lot of things they'd rather be doing than that. But nevertheless, that's an important part of our job.
Well, definitely, and you having to do a job, and a very difficult job, because you probably don't align with who you're trying to protect or what you're doing, but you're employed there to protect everybody.
Well, it's important that everyone's kept safe, you know, and I think that's our job. We're not standing in the middle. We actually deplore the racism too.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, we need to keep people safe. When we look at it, the far-right extremists are really small in number. We probably had less than 100 of them. But they were noisy.
Yeah.
And then we had a lot of people that came out against racism. And nevertheless, I think we had about 200 police down that day. And we'll be ready for it again on Australia Day if anything
pops
up.
Yeah, I was going to say 2 days until the National Day. Do you think, are you expecting big numbers to protest in the cities and suburbs?
We know we'll have a protest from the Aboriginal community around Invasion Day.
Yeah.
So we'll have some large numbers of police in and around the city just to make sure everyone's safe during that protest. But we don't know of any far-right extremists being involved on Australia Day, but it wouldn't be surprising to us, and we'll certainly be ready for it.
Because one of the head speakers of the extremist, he's previously been arrested, charged for hate speech and what he's done. How is he allowed to then get another permit to create more hate speech?
Well, in lots of ways, he doesn't need necessarily a permit to gather on the foreshore at St Kilda. We should look at something like that, I think. But at this point in time, that's not required. Mm-hmm. So he can go ahead and do that.
Well, that's kind of sad.
Yeah, kind of sad. Coming up, we don't want you to be the bearer of bad news. We want you to stick around and we'll talk about something a little bit lighter, a bit more colourful, a bit more sunnier. We'll talk about Midsummer. We've had a few events, especially Carnival, but coming up two particular events coming up in very early next month. Hopefully you can stick around.
I can indeed.
Look, we've still got Commander Stuart Bateson here with us, and we once again... we're celebrating all things LGBTIQ with the Midsummer in full swing. And again, I'm going to say it was great to see you guys there representing the Victorian Police. And as I said during the break, you should be very proud of the way they represent your department. They were very strong, so they were there to show their presence, but they were very friendly. They got involved in the day. Really good.
Oh, that's great to hear. And I wasn't able to make it, but I heard that they had a terrific time too. So everyone that worked there came back and said, oh, it's great. Let's do that again next year.
There was a lot of people, and I'm telling you, I didn't see one bit of aggression or anything. It was so good to see the community come together, and the community is changing, as we were saying. It was full of prams, there was families, there was still the guys with their shirts off, and it was fantastic.
It was a nice day.
It was very nice. Very nice. Now, the fun doesn't end. We've got a very busy weekend in the first weekend of February. You've got Pride March, which is very... Hopefully it's not 42 degrees.
Yeah, last year was really hot, wasn't it?
It's slightly earlier. It's at 11 a.m.
That's why. Yeah. So how important is it for the Victorian Police to actually be part of Midsummer?
I think it's a terrific day, but it's also really important for us to show our support for the community and also our support for our LGBTI employees, you know. So I think it's a really great thing to be part of. And, geez, it's a lot of fun. The times that I've marched, to have walked down a street and have people cheer you, that just doesn't happen for us. So it is a terrific thing to be involved in.
And there's also Pride Match the day before on Saturday the 2nd. Will you be getting your boots on and playing a bit of soccer?
I'm a terrible soccer player, so I won't. But our Victoria Police Soccer Club are great. And they had a great game last year against the Melbourne Rovers for the Pride Cup. We won on penalties, as it turns out. So I think they're looking for revenge this year.
How do you win on a penalty?
Well, penalty shootout.
Yeah. Don't you just get to kick it into the goals? Well, you have a goalie. Yeah.
When it's a draw at the end of the game, if they can't split the teams, then they have five penalties and
shouldn't they pick it on the most prettiest?
They could they be could. Another
I
mean, way.
Yeah. I should be referee.
There should be a beauty contest at the end and also a question.
I would be great in all white with a whistle.
Yeah.
I mean, I could be there. I'd love to get down there and...
Come down.
Ask them about world peace as well at the end.
Ron Barassi Park on the 2nd, which is the Ron Barassi Park is in Docklands. So it's a great day.
Oh, great.
So if you get a chance, come down.
So they can go off to the Victorian Police website to find out more information where it's all at
can. Well, actually, I've got the details here. So I think it's Ron Barassi Park on the 2nd of February, and I think it kicks off at around midday.
Well, I think
and
it's fantastic.
Tickets?
No tickets. Oh, open to the public.
Event. Yeah, well, Andy will put on a link to that, so... Everybody knows where we can turn up. We've got to go down and cheer on. This is going to be a hard one. Are we cheering for the Police or the Rovers?
Well, just cheer for the game.
Cheer for everyone. You know,
cheer for the game. Do you know what? It's terrible. I've lived in Melbourne 13 years. I've never been to an AFL game.
Really?
Never seen a game of soccer. I've only ever seen a game of rugby league, and that was because my son used to play and I used to have to go.
Oh.
And every time he'd get the ball, I'd just go, please pass it, please pass it, please pass it, because you'd see all these kids just running at him to tackle him. I go, just get rid of the ball. That's all I could think of.
An excuse to go. And anything else on the police calendar that's looking busy?
Oh, there's lots going on. We've got Operation Amity this weekend that starts. It's a road policing operation. We know the Australia Day long weekend is a high-risk time for road trauma, so we'll be out in big numbers
and
trying to keep people safe. No, I don't think we have double
demerits. We don't do that in Victoria.
But, that's New South Wales.
So, guys, remember, we're here. We're going to have a great long weekend. Ubers are easy and cheap. There is no reason to drink and drive. Do not take drugs and get behind a wheel. Just don't take drugs at all.
Yeah.
Have fun.
Yeah.
Midsummer's here. We've got the lovely Victorian Police out taking care of us. Thank you again for keeping us safe on the roads over our holiday.
Thank you very much.
Wake up with Tom and Warren, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Available via podcast at joy.org.au, on iTunes or your favourite podcasting platform. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.